Are you breaking ground? You know, if you are starting new construction on a home or building project, the first dig in the earth is considered breaking ground. There are even breaking ground ceremonies to highlight the start of something new with the first shovel full of dirt. It's a big deal. It's the first step of the building process, which includes clearing land, unearthing deep roots, and digging down deep to establish a foundation to build upon. If you're a farmer or simply someone that likes to try and have a tomato or flower garden in the summer, you must break the ground. After the threat of winter weather is past, you take the first sunny day you can to prepare your soil. Digging up weeds and breaking the hard, dry ground, tilling it up and cleaning out the old prepares the ground for new seeds and plants and hopefully loads of tomatoes to come. Breaking ground produces something, and the process always begins with brokenness. The surface is intentionally cut. The earth is dug out, and change is made by cultivating what is into what can be. In our life, we don't like the process of brokenness. It's not what comes natural. It hurts. It's never easy. We want the growth or the fruit of a new season minus the change, hard work, and process that is sometimes required. King David walked through that process. He had made some big mistakes. In Psalm 51, David is praying a prayer of repentance. He finally stops trying to cover up those mistakes. Nathan the prophet had confronted David with the truth to unearth his sin, to break through the ground cover of lies and deceit. David doesn't try to respond with justification or excuses. No, he responds with acceptance, humility, and deep regret. Psalm 51, 16 and 17. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart you, God, will not despise. Can you hear the raw honesty in David's response to God? He knew God could see through the dry, hard surface of his heart. No sacrifice or burnt offering would be enough without a heart broken and convicted over what he had done. We mess up in life. We want to try and cover it up and clean it up with all the good things we could do or go through the motions of religion when true heart change and repentance hasn't taken place. Outside acts of good deeds will never take the place of real repentance. As we justify our choices, make excuses for our wrongdoings, and rationalize, or simply choose to ignore things we've done, the more the ground is hardened and our eyes become blind to the true impact of our sin. That's when we need a groundbreaking. We need the soil of our heart to break open so the light of grace can shine truth on our shame, our lies and secrets, on the pain we've caused others, our pride, lust, and addictions. All those layers in a moment can be unearthed and exposed, dug out, confessed, and laid down at Jesus' feet, where we find freedom and forgiveness. That's the truth. Break some ground today. God wants to grow something new in your life. It's worth the process of being broken. I'm Lori Klein.